The presidency issued a statement a little earlier, between 3 and half past. It came out, and the president said that he is extending the SANDF deployment in some sections of Cape Town until the 31st of March 2020. There's not a lot of detail in that statement, so we don't know whether the 10 areas that were singled out in the first two-month deployment, Bishop Lavis, Mitchell's Plain, Delft, Elsie's River, Nyanga, Khayelitsha, Mfuleni, Philippi, Kraaifontein, and Munnenberg, whether those areas are going to continue to be the focus of the operation, whether it might spread to areas like Ocean View, for example, where certainly many residents there feel left out of the Army's attention. Really, all it says, the statement, is members of the regular and reserve forces of the SANDF will undertake operations in cooperation with the police and will support the prevention and combating of crime and maintenance and preservation of law and order in the Western Cape. Lucinda Evans is the chair, is with the Mitchells Plain Cluster Community Policing Forum. Lucinda, good afternoon. Are you pleased that this deployment has been extended by 6 months?
Good afternoon to you too. I'm very, very pleased and I'm very grateful. But I want to echo your words that we hope that for the next 6 months, areas like Ocean View, like Lavendale, like Sea Wings, Kensington, that has been having challenges, continuous challenges with gang violence, is going to be prioritized for the extension of the 6 months. And I hope that at this round, the South African Police Services will include the chairpersons of the community police forums with the generals of the SANDF so that we can give input in terms of the areas where we serve and the priorities, areas that have been messed up with the first round, that these areas can be included.
Lucinda, it's very difficult to judge the success of the initial two-month deployment. I suppose if one lives in one of those 10 areas, then it's a little easier. You can say to yourself, I feel safer, or I don't feel any safer, or I feel very much safer. But if you're on the outside and looking at arrest statistics and so on, it's quite difficult to assess whether this two-month deployment has been a little bit of a success, a lot of a success, not a success at all. How would you regard the two-month?
I think the period is too short to say if it had an impact, big impact, small impact, no impact. Now that we have a little bit longer, I think we need to relook and refocus at some of the things that the SANDF has been doing for the last 2 months and some of the continuous cries of the community police forums in what some of our expectations was that was not met. And that's why I'm hoping that this time around the South African Police Services will include us in the strategic conversation so that the chairpersons are able to advocate for the areas that they've missed the first time.
Were you completely excluded, Lucinda? People like the Mitchells Plain CPF, did you feel completely excluded or do you feel that you weren't given enough of an input?
Well, in the beginning, we thought that we would be part of the conversation until the Mitchells Plain cluster initiated the conversation. We were then invited with a sit-down with the portfolio committee, and we listened to some of the presentations. And clearly, the missing of our voice was evident because we know the areas, we live in the areas, we feel exactly the same as the community affected by the areas. And that's why I'm saying that I hope at this time that there would be the opportunity created for all of us to have the inclusion of the civilian voices. When they do the operations, when they plan what they need to do, it also needs to include that they've been advised by the CPF with certain other things. We don't want to know the operations. We don't want to know when it takes place, how it's going to take place, but include us in the conversation.
On that sort of fairly basic question of do I feel safer now that the Army's been around for 2 months, I mean, what would be your answer to that question? You live in these areas, and the conversations you have with other residents, what do they communicate to you about their feeling of safety?
Well, the SANDF has really not been in the areas that we live and we advocate for. There's been mixed feelings. from a lot of people initially when the SANDF came, and the fact that they are there. And in some of the conversations, people were feeling relief that the presence of the SANDF, they felt that they could sleep. In some areas, people were saying, you know, I actually sleep better knowing that this extra force multiplier is here to help the police to protect us. But as I say, the time period was too short to really listen to the community in terms of how they're really feeling, because there was also an expectation in some communities that the SANDF would be based there for a time period to contain the area, other than coming in, doing operations and moving out again. And these are some of the conversations that we need to have with the police in saying, what is your strategy now for the next 6 months? How is it going to look? And can we speak to the community about cooperating? Because the community also knows who are the people that are perpetrating crime, because some of them are our family members. They live with these people. And how can we meet the force multiplier that is helping the police to help us, you know, stabilize our areas? We don't want to go through festive season and it is unsafe. We want safer communities for everyone. And so the fact that the force multiplier is going to be here for the next 6 months, we must really optimally utilize this resource that is now available.
Lucinda Evans, thanks for talking to us this afternoon with the Mitchell's Plain Cluster Community Policing Forum.